Okay, Simon Shin Samet Vov, which is the beginning of the lachas of Ruvich Atzeres. Chotzer Shaharbe Batim Psuchim L'Soicha. You have a chotzer where there's many different houses which open up into the chotzer. So even though it's all Rosh Hashayach, there's no reason why you should not be able to carry from one to the other. Osir Chachamim L'Taltim Yibateim L'Chotzer Ad Shia Arvu. Chazal said you cannot carry from the chotzer, the houses to the chotzer, unless they make a Ruvich Atzeres. What is that? The Hainu. Shagarbin pass me called bias or bias. Where the more presents the example of doing a Rubik Hatzeris was each household would contribute some bread. But the Hatzeris, and they would then take all that bread which is gathered and put it in that one of the houses. And then Shayyadei Kach, through this process of all each person donating and then placing it to one house. On Royam Kilu Kulom Dorim Ba'osah HaBayis, we deal with as if all the members of the chotzer now have a dira, a right to live in that house where the food is placed, because people are the nimshach after their bread. They sort of their nose sort of smiles. The nose follows where the bread is, right? Kilu Kol Chotzer Miyuchad Lo'osah HaBayis. So there was now the chotzer becomes a private chotzer in a certain sense for that one house. This is the they all basically live in one house, and there's one chotzer for that one house. Okay, logic behind it being is people's minds, even though the halacha definition of Rishus HaYoch and Rishus HaRabim is defined by different halachas of machitzas, etc. People's minds, well, the houses are private domains. And the chotzer is a public domain. So I just carry from a private domain to a public domain, which is if I can do that, I can carry from Rosh Hashanah into a bona fide Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishabura, Sukkot and Aleph, Sharbi Batim, Shalnosim Mechadim, the houses belong to different people. Like if I own the house, all the houses in there, and I use them for different purposes, but they're all mine, that's no problem. People take the chotzer. You cannot carry from one house to another house in the chotzer either. Even though you've enclosed the mavi with a lechi and or a kara, it doesn't help. You can't carry from your rishus to the rishus of somebody else. So furthermore, even if I want to take from my house to my neighbor's house, well, I went from one rishus to another rishus in the people's minds. So I can carry from rishus to rishus. Okay. Now, the truth is, that's Rashi's... The first I told you was the Rambam. It's an issue from private to public. Rashi says it's an issue of rishus to rishus. The problem, of course, according to Rashi, the difference between Rashi and the Rambam is in the case I want to carry from one house to another house, where I do not need to go through the chotzer at all to get there. So, according to the Rambam, what's the problem? According to Rashi, that's problematic. So he said it's also mirshus even from one house to another house. So Shartzian in Sukkot and Aleph. He stressed, even though there's smuchim mamish elas evarak pesa b'neim, there's a door directly from one to the other. That's still usher. And the Rambam holds that case as mutter, since you do not need to go through rishus harabim at all for that scenario. But according to Rashi, the issue is rishus to rishus. It's still rishus to rishus. Okay. Okay, fine. Now, however, this interesting halacha, and we saw this before, that kelim, which started out in the chotzer, you're allowed to carry them in the chotzer. The chotzer gufa, mutter talta bekuloi, filim chotzer the chotzer nami mutter. I'm allowed to carry anywhere in that chotzer, anything which started out the Shabbos in the chotzer, I'm allowed to carry anywhere in the chotzer. I can carry from one chotzer to the next as long as there's no issue with the mavui. The issue is from bias to chotzer. And then one, and if I take something from the bais and put it in the chutzah, then I can't carry it anywhere in the chutzah or from one chutzah to the next. If someone set out in the chutzah, it doesn't have that limitation. So they make an error. Shaydekach, dikir di rosh shal adam b'makom shepito yisham. Person's main place where he defines where he's living is where his food is. Therefore, kila kol chutzah, but the whole chutzah now belongs to one person. Because his beram is elasher. She's arba b'maychol echad. They join together in this food item. Shemunichim oisav erev Shabbos. They put it there before Shabbos. Klamer shkulam urabin v'echol echol lekulanu. They all gather together, and we now all have one. They're saying, as if they're saying, we are all now one, and we have one place of eating, one set of food for all ourselves. Meikol echad mimeno mechalik b'shoslat mechaveret. So nobody's differentiated from the other person. So it's not called carrying from one rishus to another rishus. The same way we have all have rights to this house, because we're all living here in this house where our food is. So anywhere else in the chutzah also, we're sort of sharing with everybody else. So we're one big rishus, one big happy family. Doing so, people will realize that by being required to do so, people will realize you cannot carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rab.
And the Erev is in one particular person's house?
That's what is right, correct. In the Chotzer.
And technically, if it's in that person's house, I could go in there, and if I'm one of the B'nai Achatz, I can just go in there and say, I'm hungry now.
Yeah,
go into his house.
Well, that bread, we all have right. We all own that bread together.
I know the bread. The issue is not the bread, but the issue is like I can go into his house.
Access.
I mean, I think I should knock on the door first. I have a right to get my bread. So you can't say no. You can't come in. Says I want my bread.
So this poor person has to be open like a restaurant, you know.
Well, theoretically, I mean, you know, the average scenario. I don't know whether they, you know, necessarily got together and how they, you know, they can eat it however they want. Everybody has a right to it. You know, random story with the matzah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I tell you to start with the matzah.
Yeah.
Right. One Shabbos, he is walking like out of their house. And they came home with a Shabbos suit and they hadn't given any neighbor's keys. They were locked out of the house and they couldn't get in for the Shabbos soon. So he said, no problem. They went back to the shul. They took out the matzahs from the Ruvi Chatzeres and they had matzahs. And that was their Shabbos soon. It was the matzahs of the Ruvi Chatzeres. Which is technically correct. That's what they're there for. And they just had to make an order at Ruvi Chatzeres for the Shabbos.
Why did they make it that, I guess because the chutzah was outside, why did they make it that the food would be in the chutzah? I guess it would get ruined because of the rain and stuff if it was outside. You're making an error in the chutzah, so why is it in someone's house? Why isn't it outside?
Well, again, part of the idea was we want to create our gosha, that the houses are not a separate entity from
the chutzah.
The chutzah, because if we don't do that, you still have a problem. It's like one rishos to another rishos.
Because then they would all have rishus to go into the chutzah, but not necessarily be, you know, from the house to the chutzah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Beis.
What did you do before Minchin show on the first?
What? No, I did not. Beis.
You didn't do anything?
No. Yoshvei oylim oysukos oymachane shehikifuhu mechitza. People who are living in tents, or in booths, or there's a machane. You made an encampment. I guess they made some type of house, exactly what it is. This is not the time of war. The Gemara says if at the time they went out to war, they went out chayv and ruvah hetzeres. You know, they would have to, you know, they're traveling. The army is traveling and they stop for Shabbos. Or they said themselves for Shabbos, because our pater from Ruvah Chatzeres. This is talking about this is Peshashon. Shekifu and Mechitza. They made it, then they made it, and Mechitza around their area. So still, I'm telling me, I'm loyal, Ashi Arvu Kulam. We still need to make it Ruvah Chatzeres for this area. Our Shiara, so that's the people who live in tents. So they're not going anywhere. You know, they'll spend like 3 months here, 4 months here, whatever it is. They're nomadic, possibly, but they're here for now. But a caravan, which is traveling, and they stopped for Shabbos, and after Shabbos they're going to be continuing the way, and shekifu a mechitza, and they made a mechitza around the shiur, around the caravan. So the halach is ein shichim la'arim. Chazal said you do not need to do make it also Rebbe Chatzeris. The fi shekulam at muravim made us an oilim kvim lahem. In other words, these tents are each night when they stop, or when if some nights they were able to stop, won't do anything. They just sit on their camels. But when any time they would stop, they put up the tents. It wasn't each person had a specific place. There's no specific kavias which belonged to any one of them. So they're all one big group.
So they're sharing it anyway.
So they're sharing it anyway. So there's no need to make anything more. Okay. Hago batim shebesmino tzrichim erev batim batim. Would mean rooms. They have private rooms on the ship, so you need an area between the private, because of the private rooms in the ship. Abishyesh the svina mechitzas. Even though the svina has mechitzas around it, it doesn't help me. I have to address the. In other words, that's called, since those rooms are kavua on the ship, right? Even though I'm necessarily going to be staying on that, I'm traveling, so it's like a shiara. No, but the rooms are built in kavua. So that's already different than the case of the shiura. So those are separate entities. Therefore, there is a need for an air. If you man the svina mechitzas, if there's no walls around the svina, it's more like a raft type of thing, or they're not tall enough, so then forget about it. Also, the talta b'svina rock our Bahamas, you have a different problem. You can't carry more than 4 hours. We had before. That there's also an issue of tchumen, which svina might present itself. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. Sukkot and Hay. Yoshvi Erlin, Kigan Shechtin, Bidbar Yosef, Kedem, people live in the deserts. Machna Mokam Chania Shal Anshe Chayolus Al Pnei Asoda, the soldiers have made an encampment for themselves. Shkarn B'Lashonein Old Lager. It's a camp. V'ayim Yerlocha, that the Yerlocha points out that this is only B'Shas Sholem, not B'Shas Mokam. So cotton Zion. Shekifu a mechitza. Mislam is showing mechitza gavoya sartvachim a kevas saviv hoyalim of asukas. And then we surrounded this area where the tents are, where the booths are, with a valid halachic wall. Okay. Same as altam erol, you can't carry from one tent to the other. Vodin meerol lechach, you can't carry from the tents out to the open area. Then the area inside the mechitza cannot be, you can't carry there. Achi Yorvu, until they make an Eruv Echatzeris. The same reason we had before, because each one has an individual place, and then there's the communal area, or communal area, if you pronounce it. Either one is correct, I think. That is in the middle, which you can't carry from one to the other. Alva Shayora, but a caravan, Yud. Arkas anoshim ha'ochus derech midbar. It's a case of a caravan of people which are traveling through, let's say, the midbar. Shekifu mechitza. V'yeshlem v'sech ha'ek of oyalim l'chol echad b'tnei atzer. Now they stopped for Shabbos and they put up tents. Each one has his own tents. They do not need to make a ruv chetzeres. The fisher kulam, because they're all one big iruv together. Perish. The kivan she'ein oyisim oyalim kulam lehem ladira. These aren't my standard place where I live, my set place where I live. Rak derech ha'rai b'shar shabdim lafush mabinim oyalim. When they stop to rest, they put up tents. And when they continue on, so lamikri chiluk diros. We don't look at it as if they're separate areas which belong to them as places to live. Kvashikulam harovim b'bayis echadam. He says it's all like they're all one big unit. Shiara does need Eruv. B'sheb Machana, Pturim Eruv. A case of Machana does not need Eruv. Ach, Shiara lo mikri rak shupachas miyasoro, miyasoro b'lamala nechol b'sheb Machana. So Shiara and Machana are really are overlapping names. But when it's more than a group of 10, we look at it as it's an encampment. and that gives each one its own kaviyas, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Each one they would have to make a Ruvi Chatzeris. If it's less than 10, that's not so significant, that the Chazal weren't Machayv and Ruvi Chatzeris. Okay. Bottom.
Only thing, the
Sheyara
does need an
Eruv,
you say. No, and the
Matna
does not need an
Eruv.
I said the back, you're right. I'm sorry, correct. So what's the logic of that?
I guess it's just a question of how many, but why? Well, the issue is how to learn a piece of Gemara. What's the din of Shira? What's the din of Machana? That's, you know, the issue with your grower is grappling with. I don't think it gets involved in the Swara.
I would imagine Machana is bigger because
the
Machana is like soldiers, essentially,
right.
You don't have just
10
soldiers.
Right, so probably the other round. There was, once you have a larger unit, each one sort of defines their own space.
So then that would be butter
from there, or more other round, okay. Once you have a smaller unit, I'm saying backwards. Once you have a smaller unit, so it's possible for each one to have a more defined space. And it's a larger group, which are all traveling together, it's harder to give each one its own defined space, so therefore we look at it as one unit.
Is it possible, I'm just curious, is it possible that Machne, if it's talking about soldiers, they don't own anything. They don't have any space. They're told what to do, where to jump, they don't have anything. But a Shiyar is private people, they're private citizens, so they could say, this is my spot, this is your spot, don't go on my spot, I'll go on your spot. But with the soldiers, you don't have that, because ultimately whatever the sergeant tells you to do, you do. I mean, you don't question it. Is that possible? That's the difference.
I don't think so, because according to the way the girl is saying, once you hit the number 10, you're not sure anymore.
Even if it has nothing to do with soldiers.
Correct.
Because that's not.
What the Mishpura said
before.
That's
not what the Mishpura said before.
Correct, yeah.
He said it's Chayolis. Chayolis. Right. They don't have any rights. I mean, they would never think it's their property. I don't think soldier thinks his barracks is his. I mean, yeah, it's his if he doesn't keep it clean, then all of a sudden it turns into his. But I don't think he has such a kavias on it. Right. I don't know.
Okay, I'm not sure. Rashi learns is that the way in the Gemara that the Machane is Dafka simply because they're going. It's you know they're part of an army, but I'm not sure that this shot is going with that or not.
So you mean the Gemara is not going?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But
I'm not sure.
The Gemara seems to be
right, but I'm not sure if the Gemara is.
What did he say? Did you have a chance to look at the Bir Halacha?
With the Bir Halacha?
The one that says V'ayim Bir Halacha.
Yeah, it's a long Bir Halacha over here.
What was he denied? Was he denied him to say that Bayal is but he didn't talk about it there?
He, you know, in there, he definitely brings Rashi that it's a word of this. He definitely brings Rashi that the case was specifically Chayolas. Mm. But I'm not clear if that's referring back to the Bir Agrua shot or not, though. Mm. Then he brings another Peshat. The Rama has a whole different definition of how the people who are travel in a Machna and Shira, how they make their tent. They make like one big place with different sections. They make, you know, Rama has the shot on how to picture what they built. I don't think it helps with this either. Okay, Yud Gimel, Botim, Shibasvina, Shashiachim, Lanoshim, Yichadim. Again, the case over here, there's different rooms. Each person had his own room. And there were different people who had the rooms. Vitamin, the Ligarim, Yeshre, Oilim, Shashiachim, Eruvi Chatzeris. Now they're like, you know, even though they're not kavur there forever. They're like the Yeshua, but they're not better than the Yeshua Erlin. They have a semi-temporary dwelling.
Where are you now?
Yud Gimel. Shavkan, abatim kavurim lehem, l'chol meshach nesiyosim halayam. You know, for this trip, they're yours. I'm going to run with your rabbi. Zafka sheish bo eza batim shesherchem liyisrael. I'm ein b'sina rak b'yisechut. Sure, I'm not shesherchem b'sina atzma. There's only one private room, and the rest, everybody just sort of sleeps on the deck together or in the hold together. And shechem eruv klal and mutal hotzi min abayis asumin abayin v'erloch. That's scenario. We don't look at it as we only give a chashivas to one bias because there's a second bias which is competing with it and saying there's two different people which have rishiyos over here. The Berlocha doesn't like it because why don't we still deal with it as if there's one private place and there's the communal area outside? You're going from the private, so carrying from that room to outside should be a problem. It's going from the private area to the communal area.
What is the private area for?
So the argument saying the captain is nice, it's a Jewish guy, you know. The captain gets his own private suite, and everybody else
sleeps on the deck.
Sleeps on the deck, but he has a private room. So now, can you carry from that private room out to the deck? Right. So the Magen says no problem, because there's no two rooms. There's only one room.
Right.
Mr. Tabir Aloha says I don't understand, but if you look at, since the common area is this group, and this is a private area, this group, so why do you look at that? That's like Rishos HaYochid, it's like Rishos HaRabim, you're carrying from one to the other. I understand why the Samura, which you said before, doesn't apply. See, he has problems with that, this idea of the Magen Avraham.
Well, you should need some sort of hekher.
You should be, no, you should need a new Ruvei Chatzeres.
You don't need a new Ruvei
Chatzeres.
Right. Carrying from the private area to the communal
area. That's what I'm going to say. You don't have to make a Ruvei Chatzeres, even though you're even to carry from that private room to the public area. And the Be'er Halacha is asking, why not? Okay. Yudal, it's Shechem Erev, but the Batim Shevasina, so there's more than one, but the Kram HaGarom, there are more than one room. And now these rooms, we need to make an Erev to be able to carry. Why do you say, you can carry from one room to the other, and from the rooms out to the public area of the ship. Well, the Erev also, because you can't carry anywhere. So anything which started out, and again, any item which started out Shabbos in the public area, in the Chatzar, you're allowed to carry anywhere. So any item which was left on the deck of eating a Shabbos could be carried the rest of Shabbos. There's no room. Everybody just sleeps on the deck. So over there, everybody just living together and they can carry without any air. Now this ultimate Shasina Mechitza, Shalasar Tvachim, the walls are 10 Tvachim high, but didn't Krishna Sayachim. If there are no Mechitzas, Shalasar Tvachim, which are 10 Tvachim high, Umwadir Mikarki also, Avavish Yesh is Tvachim Bamayim. You measure from the bottom of the ship 10 Tvachim high, you don't measure from the water level. So even though part of the ship obviously is submerged in the water, but since there's 10 Tvachim from the bottom of the ship to the edge of the mechitza, that's enough.
When you're saying mekarki, so you're talking about from the deck to the top of the wall? Is that what we're talking about? We're not talking about from the bottom of the ship.
From the bottom of the ship. Karki also, karki mean the floor, the bottom floor, the bottom part of the ship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, okay. Also, the Tzaltabasina, the Havi Karmelis, if there's not 10 Tzvachim high, it's just a Karmelis. And it means like a kula, much of the talta in the yam, the soichim, the soichim, the soichim yam. So you're allowed to carry from one to the other, from the yam you're allowed to carry from something, take something off of the water, put it on the ship, something from the ship, put it on the water. the Matzah is a caramelist, the caramelist, because we're giving the ship a status of a caramelist, and the water is always a status of a caramelist, so it's caramelist to caramelist. Now, there are rooms, so you had a big raft, and the raft has no walls. But in the middle, there's some rooms which have walls. So now, the caramelists come up, and you're taking from these rooms, which are shusay yachid, because they have walls, out to the raft area, which is a caramelist. Okay. I didn't see this Birhalach what he wants, so one second. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. Gimel. So the fellow who lives here where they put the bread doesn't. Everybody has to join in. So they're joining in by giving the bread. He's joining in by giving his house. Okay. In other words, the idea was that we want to create a dira for them. So, well, he lives here. They are living here because their bread is here, they're called to living here. Well, he lives here because he lives here. Fine. The value of this bread does not have to be Shavapruta. Okay. Fine. You have to put it into a place where it's a Malkum Dira. What do you mean? Lafuke Beishar, you can't put it in the guardhouse. People don't live in a guardhouse. Even though it's made like, you know, it's shaped like a, you know, it's a room, and etc. But its main point over there is not to sleep in, to live in, it's just to, for the guard to stay there, etc. Achsadra, you can't put it into an achsadra, it was achsadra like a covered porch. Portico. Merpesis, or a port, regular, just a stammer porch. Those are places you cannot put the chutz, the ruvichatzeres in these places. They're not made to live in. The idea being, you want to make it a base dira. These are not base dira. Sheheba arba amos al arba amos. The chutz has to at least be 4 amos by 4 amos. No, I'm sorry. The house you're putting in has to be at least 4 amos by 4 amos. Less than that, it's not considered a place which is worth a dira. Afilu who shall cut it, even if the owner of this this place you're putting it as a kata, and we don't argue, Mishabur points out, well, the katan can't be mocked and his dira to you, because he can't be mocked then. So it's not really him being mocked, they're automatically getting his dira by putting their bread there. They don't need him to be mocked anything to them. Okay. If they have a standard, they became accustomed, they always put it in house A. You can't switch and put it somewhere else. So this is a Gemara. Gittin, the Gemara says that one of the things with Chazar Masachim and Chazar Kesholim was we don't switch these type of things. This way everybody knows which way it is. And there's no fights anymore. We start saying, well, switch. The guy says, maybe me. We have a kavias ready by him. Let's keep it like that.
What has to be Abba and Abba? The house?
The house.
The whole house. Not the spot where you're putting it.
Correct. Okay. Vafilu called the Ligvus Ha'erev L'Kapsoi. So they would go around and get this Erev from all the members of the Chotzer and bring it to house X and put it there. So the person who is gathering them does not have to be a gadol. So we don't say that there's any act of kinyan being done over here that we need a gadol, etc. Everybody's giving their bread and putting it in the place, and automatically it becomes their makkah. Our minig nowadays is we put it in the basic knesses, and that makes everybody happy. Okay. So now, the question which I want to explain, what the Chor Beis HaKnesses is not a Mokum Dira.
Right.
Can't live in a shul. So if you can't live in a shul, and we say one of the Tanoim is to be, it should be based at Dira, so civilly a shul should be a problematic place to put it. Okay? So Dr. Ramah, the Erev and Shalom Yeshlam din Shituf, they insert Lonech Bebeis Dira. We'll see later on, which is the Lach of Shitube Mavuos, which Chazal said that after each Chatzar gets together, the Chatzaras of the Mavui have to get together and join as one unit. And for that, we don't use bread. We can even use wine, other things like that. We don't need the same level of Siruf as a Ruvah Chatzaras. You don't need to put in a base Dira. And Chazal also said a Kula, when you make a Shitube Mavuos, you don't need to make a Ruvah Chatzaras. So it's a Bikula, they allow the Shituf of Mavuos to act as the Shituf of everybody here, and thereby removing the need for Ruvah Chatzeres. Mm-hmm. So the Ramah says, what we're going to be doing over here in the Shul is not really a Ruvah Chatzeres, it's really a Shituf of Mavuos. Even though we make a Bracha, Mitzvah Eruv, but that was the Nusach of the Bracha we use for Shituf of Mavuos also is Mitzvah Eruv.
No, you're not saying Chatzeres, so you're just saying Eruv.
Right, so well, but it's called Shituf, it's not called Eruv.
Oh, that's
But that Shituf Mavuos is really a form of Eruv.
Yeah.
In a sense, we're mixing everything together. So that's why once a year when they make the Ruvah Chatzeres in the Shul, they make the Bracha Alam, it says Eruv, even though they're making a really a Shituf Mavuos.
So it has coolness over a real Ruvah Chatzeres.
Correct. So one of the coolest is you don't need a base theorem. Okay, let's start some of the Mishnah Berurahs. It's a long sieve. So really he said a lot of different points over here. The first point he said was that the house which the Erev is placed does not need to donate any bread. Yudches, Tzor Litzin Pas, Ein Tzor Litzin Pas, Tzorei Ein Ho Erev, Elo L'Shiachshu Kilo Kulon Dorin Shom. The purpose of the Erev is that people should live there. Behare Hu Dor Shom, he lives there. So he doesn't need now, what will be if the Baal HaBos X, where they're putting the Erev, owns two houses in the Chatzar, owns two buildings, and he lives in house A, and they put it in house B. So now we have a question. He doesn't live there. The goal is that we say he doesn't need to donate bread because he lives there, but he's really living in the other house.
But it's still his house.
It's his house, but it's not the Baal HaBos.
Is Rabbi Hess giving the Daf Yomi now?
Yeah. He has to put some bread into the pot. I mean, we don't do it nowadays. We don't do it this. We don't have gather bread from everybody and put it together. But we just have one person being zeicha the Yeruvah Chatzeres for everybody else.
Allowed to eat it.
Mikra did it once after Benish Moshe says got over.
So once it's real Shabbos,
once it's Benish Moshe,
you can eat it,
right?
But theoretically, the guy whose house it is can eat it every week if he wants it. I mean, if someone complains.
Yeah.
And if they complain, they have no real right to complain. Because, he just got to it first.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, when times were poor, when people... Nowadays, it's a joke, but there were times when people were hungry. I mean,
Yeah, no, for sure.
You had two matzahs in your house, so chalas, they said, this is good, now we have a meal,
Correct.
So he eats it and the Erev is gone?
No, once...
make another one?
Next week you make another one.
They used to make a new one every week.
They used to collect lechem. It wasn't like matzahs. They used to make it every week.
All you need is bread, nothing more.
Right.
It's not like an Erev Tefillin. You need two things.
Correct.
A matzah box here probably stays shut for me to hear.
Right. Matzah lasts a long time.
I mean, Surah, it doesn't have to be worth a Sharpruta. Let's do one more over here. I mean, Surah, it doesn't have to be worth a Sharpruta. You test. The Fuki Mimandam of the Gemara. Erev Mishum Kenyan. He holds the worst house Kenyan. Shabbalabais marked on the Beso of Rapas. He's being, it's like a Khalipin. They're giving him a Pruta's worth of bread, and he gives him rights in the house. Fiza Hoyat Surah, she gave him pass. Akaponim, Shabba Pruta, the Lichshav Mammon. It's considered money. It's worth a Pruta. Kamashalam Mishum Kenyan, who? Elashit of Dira Ba'alma, we pass it. No, it's not Kenyan, it's just we're all joining together. We're contributing to our communal meal, and we're eating, sitting down to eat. We said, Tom, Gam Kintarach, Litin Dafka Pass, we're talking about Dover Acher, Kigan Kalib, Kiyatzibar Shen and Michael. If the goal is to be Kaina Mokim, so I can pay you with money. No, the goal is to have a place to eat. It has to be food. This is all Gemara's. Okay, so here.